Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Two individuals arrested following a 150-mile-per-hour motorcycle chase with deputies. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. A 19-year-old woman faces a slew of drug-related charges involving three motorcycle riders and sheriff's deputies on Sunday. According to Undersheriff Quentin Reynolds, the pursuit, which began on Highway 1416 near Northern Drive late Sunday afternoon, involved speeds reaching nearly 150 miles per hour. The incident unfolded when a sheriff's deputy attempted to pull over the speeding bikers on Highway 1416. Instead of complying, the riders accelerated away from the deputy. The chase proceeded north, with the motorcyclists hitting speeds of up to 149 miles per hour, according to Reynolds. The 19-year-old woman, one of the riders, eventually laid down her bike upon turning onto Arrow Boulevard, where she was promptly apprehended. Upon searching a bag in her possession, deputies discovered approximately 500 grams of THC wax, along with multiple THC vape cartridges, suspected psilocybin mushrooms, THC gummies, a scale, and an unspecified amount of cash. Meanwhile, a 21-year-old man involved in the chase was captured near Little Powder River Road and North Highway 59. He was arrested on charges of eluding and reckless driving. The 19-year-old woman faces felony charges of possession with intent to deliver and drug possession, as well as misdemeanor charge of reckless driving, eluding, and THC wax possession. The third motorcycle rider failed to be apprehended. Wyoming joins 21-state coalition in lawsuit defending Second Amendment rights. Wyoming has teamed up with 20 other states in a lawsuit aimed at challenging what they see as federal overreach by the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives. The lawsuit argues that the ATF's regulations are infringing on America's Second Amendment rights to privately buy and sell firearms. According to the press release from Governor Gordon's office, the coalition of states contends that the ATF's regulatory restrictions go beyond the authority granted to the agency by Congress and violate the Second Amendment. Governor Gordon expressed strong disapproval, stating, "Yet again, this administration has demonstrated its contempt for the Constitution and the separation of powers." According to the complaint filed by the coalition, the right to keep and bear arms is deeply rooted in American history and traditions. They argue that any federal legislation concerning this must be approached with caution. The complaint asserts that the ATF's final rule would subject innocent firearms transactions between law-abiding individuals to federal regulation. Governor Gordon further criticized the Biden administration's approach, stating, "The Biden administration is attempting to treat every legal gun owner as a commercial gun dealer, and every gun sale or trade as a commercial transaction." He emphasized that the administration is overreaching its authority and targeting Second Amendment rights without congressional approval. This legal action follows Wyoming's participation in signing a comment letter in December, along with 25 other states opposing the new rule. The coalition of states is now seeking to have the rule vacated by the court as contrary to law. For more news and information, go to BasinsRadio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane.